That's exactly right. And, yeah, I was looking at a new 40 to 60 horse motor, and you're looking at between $5,000 and $8,000. So, yeah, it adds up real quick. Anything to do with boating and that is not cheap. Even that little 14-foot aluminum boat, making little repairs here and there and updating some things here and there, adds up a bunch. Adds up a bunch quick. So I thought I did pretty good on that when I bought it used. And I only gave $18 for the boat motor and trailer. And I was interested in the motor more so than anything else. There are certain years of boats that have the oil injection system. You want to kind of avoid them if you can. Because once the oil injection quits, the engine's fried. And I got one of them sitting out to the kid's barn. He traded for that boat and the motor for me and everything else. And the motor is absolutely shot.
Yep, I would imagine so, and I gotta imagine that what that motor costs, that 450 horsepower V8 on the back of that thing outboard, that had to have been half of that price right there, pretty much. But yeah, I was just amazed at what they want. And even they had a couple of smaller pontoons with like 100 horsepower engines on them, and they were in the 40s and 50s, and I'm thinking, oh my goodness. But basically, any of the power sports or play toys are expensive. I mean, you look at a new Goldwing to replace the one that I have, and you're looking at, you know, $32,000 for that. And you're looking for a Harley version, you're adding another $20 onto it. So they've got Harley motorcycles that they're selling for $40,000 to $60,000. No. I don't want to even pay that for four wheels, let alone two. Yeah, that's just ridiculous. But, oh, I see I got a bunch more flags in my yard and a bunch of yellow lines now. So we got the water lines remarked. We got the gas lines remarked. they're coming, I know, down Mitchell here, digging everything all up. So, but I see I got more flags in my yard, and I got one of my stray kitties coming. She better get across the street coming to get dinner. So just pulled in the driveway, Rick. Thanks for the drive along. We'll talk to you later. Have a good weekend, KC8YVF.
You have a good weekend as well. And just for your information, T-Mobile went by my house yesterday. So that's the second fiber company coming through the neighborhood. So they'll be there shortly. KC8BOA.
KC8YVF clear.